Okay, well, great. This was Saturday, May the 11th, 2024, and we've just seen an exciting League One men's premier game between Alliance United playing at their home, back home at Centennial College, and they beat Sigma FC. It was close to the end, but they pulled away 2-0, and I have head coach Ilya Orlov here, and I thought first question I'd ask is your thoughts on tonight's game.
Yeah, so Sigma played very well. They changed their attacking a little bit, so that kind of gave us a few problems in the first half.
Yes.
So we had to we need a little bit of time to figure it out. We made one tactical change, but then in the second half, I think we adjusted. We started pressing them a little bit higher because the players that they had today were very good on the ball. So if we just gave them time and sat back, they would have. They would have hurt us, especially in midfield. But then we pressed them a little bit higher. They weren't able to play the balls into midfield. So, yeah, but overall, very, let's say, similar about how we planned it. We were waiting for our moments, the way we usually do. A set piece was important, and then obviously a transition at the end.
Yes, and so also you must be getting used to playing in the rain because that game I saw you at Pro Stars, that was, I think the rain was even worse in that game. But, yeah. Okay, so now, how important is it for you, to have a good start? You're undefeated so far, 2 wins, 1 tie. To get a good start this season in this new men's Premier League, as there is no playoffs this year.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's no playoffs. There's only one winner, so you have to accumulate points. So every game, we have to try to go for the 3 points. Whereas in previous years, you're kind of like, okay, you know what, we might not win first, but it's okay, we make the playoffs. So you look at some games, you're like, okay, we could win here, draw here, okay, we can take a loss here. But this year, yeah, there's only one winner, so you got to go for the win. So, I mean, every game, as you saw, we made a lot of attacking substitutes. We put a lot of, even our two holding players, one of them was an attacking player who scored our last two games, but we wanted to go for the win.
Yes.
So, yeah, every game we have to try not even go for 1 point. It has to be 3 points because we know the top teams in the league will accumulate a lot of points at the end of the year.
Yeah, there's no more, soft weeks where it's Unionville or Waterloo. No insults against them, but let's see. Now, there is something else. They brought the League Cup back after, a few years' absence. It was way before COVID because of getting so many teams. But this, maybe you consider some kind of playoff because that's one game and you're out.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll see how we'll see what our team will be like. Again, the league is obviously a priority, but we'll see. We might give some younger guys some minutes, but yeah, it's important for us. But we want to obviously do well in every game. But yeah, we have to obviously balance it and periodize it correctly. So yeah, the league is obviously where our aim is. But yeah, we'll put out a strong team. We'll prepare for that game against Masters.
Okay. Now, over your, over the years, you've had a link with University of Toronto and then up in Markham Soccer Club and that. So you still have that link with University of Toronto. I guess you're playing in their Eastern Stadium. And so how many players and, I guess, alumni are with, still with the teams?
All right, so our right back is a current UFT player. Our right center back was a current UFT player. Our left center back is a current UFT player. Our left back is an alumni. The striker, Achu, he's an alumni. The one that played with him is a McMaster alumni,
yeah.
Dushan. The two guys in the middle, one of them is a McMaster player, current player. One of them is a Queens player. And then the one player on the side was a Queens player. And the other player that started the game is a current UFT player. And then we had, out of the 7 on the bench, probably had 4 UFT players. Yeah,
okay.
quite a few UFT players, but the level of players in our program, they were young a few years ago, so it was difficult to play them in League One, but now they've got a little bit older, a little bit better, and now we can play them, and as you can see, we're playing them and we're getting results, so it just took a little bit of time, so we had to obviously rebuild the team. We are our core group from the last 3-4 years left, guys like Kenny, guys like Praveen and Goal, so we had to rebuild our team, but yeah, younger players from UFT.
Yeah, and then the alumni, because they're not all still going to school. It's like I joked with Statkus and his father there. They say, at business administration, it's my 10th year. Welcome back, Potter, with John Travolta. I'm 22 years old, still going to high school. Yeah, great. Now, let's see. Did you mention Markham, the community? They're sort of more put into your younger teams, the U20s, the League 2, I guess, to season them, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Our assistant coach at U of T is the head of the reserve program and coaches the team. So Eric Nelson. So he's keeping an eye on them. He's obviously working with them. Our goalkeeper today is a player from who plays for the reserve team. Our backup goalkeeper, not Lucas Bernstein. he's been around. But we have some young guys who are training with us, and you'll see them throughout the season here and there, again to games. And then obviously, like I said, based on their performance, like we're trying to win games, and if they can give us that chance, then they'll play. And if they don't, then they're gonna take their time to develop, like some of these guys who are young, and then we'll see what happens.
Nice. And to mention that you weren't here at Centennial College last year. You were bouncing around between Varsity Stadium, University of Toronto Downtown Stadium, and then also Birchmount to start the year and then to finish the year, because when school's in, you guys, come on, it's got to go to the school first. I noticed the field looks good, and it looks like there's now an ability to climb stairs to get in here without that mud pit to come through. But I guess isn't it better? It's so much better to have to be able to play at a home stadium like every game now.
Yeah, we've been at Centennial since our first game actually in 2018 was against Syrians North Mississauga. I still remember it. We lost 1-0. I remember. We've been bouncing around. Obviously, Mount Joy was our usual home field and Centennial, but then they're repairing Mount Joy. So that's why that will be eventually the home field, Markham, obviously, because Markham is a majority owner of Alliance.
All right.
This field is good. The field here is very good. The turf is good, so we don't mind playing here. We play here, and then we'll be back here throughout the year.
So much renovation to try and get the World Cup in this city.
Yeah.
So many. I guess they need dozens of fields for all the training they're going to do. Anyway, thank you. And we will see.